Eastern Kentucky University officials estimate as many as 1,000 children and adults participated in activities on the school's Richmond campus during Monday's solar eclipse. Many of them gathered in the courtyard outside the Perkins Building in the Hummel Planetarium. Here are the reactions of some of them.
I've seen the sun get smaller and smaller until it's a little crescent, and now it's a sliver of a crescent. The hue is very different, so it looks surreal.
It looked like something out of a sci-fi movie. Like, I felt like I was futuristic, and it was just awesome.
We came here closer to 1:30, so we got to see the full sun, and then slowly but surely the moon came in, and we got to see a little sliver the sun just left.
It was like just an itty-bitty little sliver. But it was really cool.
It comes around so rarely, and as in science, we try to explain what an eclipse is, and the chance to see this in the United States is amazing for our students. They have had a real opportunity. People have come from around the world to see the eclipse.
We've heard from University of Kentucky student Jenna Blanford with a group of friends, teacher Susan Newman and student Ashley Lane. Also Mark Truesdell and his husband Cody, who scored a pair of eclipse glasses at the last minute. In addition to activities at the planetarium, EKU also hosted visitors to the school's observatory, where they could view the eclipse through telescopes equipped with solar filters. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.